Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. This past Saturday, there were demonstrations nationwide, including in Lansing, to supposedly protest the risk of children being murdered in schools by people using firearms. These are almost unbearable tragedies that make our hearts ache. However, these needless and often preventable deaths need to be put in context of all death rates. In a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report issued almost 2 years ago, it stated, quote, "Homicide is the second leading cause of death among youth aged 5 to 18. Data from this study indicate that between 1% and 2% of these deaths happen on school grounds or on the way to or from school," unquote. This report showed an average from 1992 to 2010 of about 24 children per year murdered at schools using firearms, knives, clubs, bare hands, and other means. In another CDC report on childhood injuries released at the end of 2015, it analyzed childhood deaths from the years 2000 through 2006. This report showed an annual average number of deaths from drowning of 1,150, 200 from falls, almost 600 from fires or burns, 600 from poisoning, 950 from suffocation, and 700 miscellaneous. As for transportation, almost 7,000 children per year died while in motor vehicles, another 200 while riding a cycle, and 950 as pedestrians. While many demonstrators complain that schools are not safe for children, they failed to realize that children are actually in far greater danger of being killed going to or from schools in a vehicle, on a bike, or on foot, such as the 8-year-old Detroit girl shot while riding to school a week ago. If the people who devoted so much time and cost to participate in the demonstrations last Saturday had instead devoted all of those resources to improving the safety of children going to and from school, it is likely that the number of children's lives saved every year would exceed those that are lost to firearm homicides at schools. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.